This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I haven't seen a very recent update, but got to give you a traffic note. This is my hood around Troy's area as well. There's a horrible, horrible accident on I-30 eastbound, and it was closed at Dolphin this morning. As I was driving past, the whole road was shut down because of an overturned 18-wheeler, and apparently there was another car going about 100 miles per hour, clipped the 18-wheeler, and three people are dead because of it. So there's a car going more than 100 miles per hour. The semi tipped over, and three people passed away. I don't know what the update is traffic-wise on 30 East.
Yeah, it was devastating to see this morning. When you're driving at 345, you tend to see accidents left and right, but this was really bad to pass this morning for myself. But according to Madison Sawyer over at CBS 11, it could be 10 o'clock before 30 Ooh. East is back open at Dolphin.
Man, that's awful. Ken Jennings may be in trouble. Roy, who is Ken Jennings?
Ken Jennings?
Yeah.
Should I know that name?
Yes, you should.
It's not embarrassing if you don't.
His brother's Greg.
I know he is.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. He's the Jeopardy record holder.
Okay. The guy, I think he's from Utah. He won Jeopardy. It was about like 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. He just dominated. 30-something days in a row he won. It's amazing.
As of Monday,
74.
Okay.
As of Monday, James Holzhauer, a sports gambler by profession, was starting to threaten the record of Ken Jennings' Jeopardy legacy. James had earned $460,479. This guy is 34 years old. And Alex Trebek said, get ready, Ken Jennings may be in trouble. On April 9th, he set a new high for a single game earning $110,914 in one day. But you still got Ken Jennings. 2004, how many consecutive wins do you remember? And do you know how much money? Anybody?
Well, I said he just won said 74.
Okay, my bad.
Money?
I thought you were saying he was 74 years old.
Yeah, no one else had won 20. And he won 74. Money-wise, though, I think this guy's actually pretty close. Did he win over a million?
2.5.
Oh,
2.5 okay. Through Jeopardy.
Wow.
This guy has a different strategy. He blitzes the bottom of the board where the hardest and most valuable clues are. He staggers from category to category in order to try to throw his opponents off because, right? You all assume you're going down the same row, so yeah. You get in the mindset of that category. Well, this guy, boom, he's going here, and then he's jumping there. He's stalking the daily double clues as well.
Yeah, he is. So this guy's using NBA-type analytics. He's, like, just chucking threes.
Yeah, and he goes, my approach is not complicated. Get some money, hit the daily doubles, bet big, and hope I run hot. So he's been darting around the board. The Jeopardy insiders call it the Forrest Bounce.
Oh.
Named for Chuck Forrest, a storied contestant in the 80s who also pioneered the technique. So this guy is jumping around and he's crushing everyone. He says, because of my day job, sports gambler, I don't have a mental block about betting $38,000 on one trivia question. It's only money. So this guy's crushing it.
That sounds like a poker player. It's only money. It's only money on the table. It's not a big deal. Listen, there's been some incredible players in Jeopardy's past. You mentioned this guy, Jennings as well. A lot of people that know a lot of things and others that don't.
In common law, the age of this signaling adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls. Tom?
What is the age of consent?
No. What is puberty?
Yeah, it's puberty.
You never heard that? You never heard that?
Yeah, I do remember that clip.
I love Alex. Great. No. Move on.
Nope.
You weirdo from Arkansas.
This gambler has an analogy. I often see sports teams playing to force overtime instead of trying to win in regulation, and it makes me shake my head. So he just goes for it. In his first four games of his streak, first four Jeopardy games, he missed only four of 133 clues.
Wow.
Four of 133. And he said, a lot of times, just show some resistance. Show some patience. Don't chime in because a lot of people guess wrong and obviously get deducted for that.
Yep, absolutely. Don't do that. So. It's like, you know, what do they say? The SATs, you can't get wrong. They tell you to always guess, right? Is that what they told you? Mm-hmm. Make sure you guess.
Yeah.
It's the rule for every test, which maybe is counterintuitive to the game of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy also won $878,000 at the 06 No Limit Hold'em Championships in Atlantic City.
That's awesome.
He also won $655,000 at Foxwoods that same year, whatever that is.
It's in Connecticut.
And he also, $282,000, 07 World Series of Poker. This guy's been gambling for a while. 34 years old. So there it is. Bet Online even did like the breakdowns of which questions and categories are more and least likely to be answered, but that's another discussion. People are breaking down Jeopardy to this degree. Sports has gone to the numbers. There's never been a smarter time. There's never been a smarter period in the history of sports, even Jeopardy being affected.
Except for the NFL.
Why?
Because too many teams don't use them. Like this one.
Oh. speaking of gamblers, did you see the info coming out on the guy who won the Tiger bet? This guy apparently likes to beat up women.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw the lie. I didn't hear this.
Yeah, I saw the lie as well.
Oh, this is my first bet ever.
Oh, yeah.
Go Google image the picture of this dude. James Aducci. Two D's, two C's.
Didn't he used to play for the Rangers?
James Aducci. A 39-year-old self-described day trader won 1.2 off the Tiger Masters victory, and he decided to go on this little mini media tour. So naturally, people started doing homework.
Ooh.
USA Today specifically. Idiot. Court records show a long criminal past. Now, for the record, I'm just going to put this out there. I don't know why this matters for him winning this bet.
Oh, I thought you were going to admit to your abuse past or something.
The two stories are unrelated. Like, what does this have to do with him winning his bet? But he pled guilty in Wisconsin to misdemeanor domestic abuse charges four times. June 09, two counts. August 2014, February 16, arrested on suspicion of domestic violence in October 2013, March 2014, May 2017, even though those charges were dismissed outright or changed to lower level misdemeanors. But there's all these police reports, and his whole domestic violence history was dug up after he won this bet.
Did you see the report from the police officer that was involved? The victim stated James was going to strike her and had his hand back in a threatening posture. She was able to open her car door before James was able to hit her and dive out of the car. So he's sitting in a car about to backhand a woman, and she's like, ah! Dive. Save myself.
A loser.
Yeah.
I did not buy this dude's story to begin with. Like, it's your first bet? So wait a second. You claim that your first bet is a spare $85,000 you have laying around.
Yeah.
And he's from rural Wisconsin. I mean,
yeah, that's
do a lot of people in rural Wisconsin that aren't a member of the Romo Watt immediate family have a spare 85 large hanging out?
That was your dumbest tweet of the entire week.
That's a bad take.
rural Wisconsin, no one has. There's not a rich person in rural Wisconsin.
No money up there.
Like I'm from,
what are you talking
I'm
about?
From Fairfield, Texas, south of here, a little small country town. I'm 45. You know how many multimillionaires there are on these ranches that just look like
Texas ranches with oil?
Well, I mean, they have dairy farms.
Wisconsin.
They have dairy farms up there. I think they make a good amount of money.
I just envision.
You just walked all over that. Just walked all over it.
What?
Stick to this next subject.
A gooda amount of gooda.
Oh, he said gooda.
Stick to the scrotum. Go ahead.
All right. This is my, my favorite part of the body anyway. I mean, so the aesthetic appeal of the scrot is on a scale of 1 to 10, a 0. Now, most of us, we just kind of accept this, right? We know it's ugly. Not young men.
I still don't even really know what it is.
Sure.
What?
What do you mean? What?
You didn't mean it. He's laughing. He's smiling. He's his, sure. The corner of his mouth is like twitching right now as he's smiling, no, trying to hold back this lie.
No, he's embarrassed. You don't know what you're...
No, I want RJ to tell me.
Your change purse.
The thing. The beanbag.
Describe it.
Yeah. The beanbag.
Okay.
I thought he was going to be a little more vulgar than
that.
Roy, do you want to say something?
No. Go ahead.
Scrotox is a new thing.
Oh, God.
Men are apparently paying upwards of $1,000 to get Botox injected into their bag to make it more aesthetically pleasing. They actually had a Scrotox guinea pig. Sean, his name was, S-E-A-N, a 30-something from the suburbs, who decided to go and do this. And he's a little bit nervous, and he said it felt like two little pinches, but they proceeded to inject him, wait for it, 55 times with muscle relaxant.
Dang.
55 injections down there. A week later, he inspected the area. He saw a change. It was less wrinkly and red, fuller and smoother. It looks better, less like a medical car crash. I don't know what that means.
I wonder for the ladies out there whether this matters. The only person or professional who should be doing this, if you
What? Peter North.
Yeah, Peter North. You're in the adult film industry.
Oh, I don't even think. Those ones, because I...
Yeah, man, you're judged by everything down there, you know?
Oh, you're going to stop watching? Oh, that looks gross. No, look at that. Oh, God, man, take care of that thing. I can't even watch this. Turn it off. Turn it off. I'm done.
Look.
You know, I don't even want to finish.
No woman has ever said, hard pass on the huge dong. You've got wrinkly, oh, you know what.
Good Lord.
They've no guy's ever said they go down there. Nobody has ever said, it doesn't matter.
I think we should ask the ladies, 877-881-1053 on the fan text. Troy, nothing?
I mean, it's just a selfish procedure you're getting done. I mean, this is what women do. I know through my wife and her friends that they get the rejuvenation because they want it to look pretty down there.
Yeah.
And that's all this is. This is what, you know, some guys want to do. They want to get it done in case, you know, a woman looks at it and wants to see it in a better appearance.
I thought you were going to have like a walk-off joke there. How I was setting you up.
Oh, no.
Like, what is this guy?
I didn't have a walk-off joke.
What is this guy doing? Like, putting it in, like, a photo gallery? Like, putting, like, some nice scenery around it and, like, taking, like, eBay photos or something?
eBay?
Well, you know the type where you can...
It's not for sale. It's not an auction.
You buy the little box with, like, a light in it that's supposed to make whatever you're selling on eBay, like, brighter and look more legitimate.
eBay. E-balls. When we come
E-balls
back,
world.
The E-balls. Top E-balls world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.